This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. The name of the company is Sterling Consolidated Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol STCC. And with us today to bring us up to date and give us some new news is Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of the company. Angelo, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's good talking to you again.
You know, give my listeners, which we have a lot of new listeners, give my new listeners a little bit of update of who you guys are and what you do.
Okay, we're a 50-year-old company in the O-ring gasket and seal business. And we took the company public 5 years ago, February. We took the company public to primarily acquisition small mom-and-papa O-ring distributors throughout the United States. In the last 3 years, we've purchased two companies, and we've turned them around from being mom-and-papas to being an organizational distribution centers in various parts of the country. We had the one we bought was in Western Pennsylvania, and the other one was in North Carolina. In addition to having, we have a Florida warehouse in Apopka, we have a Massachusetts warehouse in Norwell, and our corporate headquarters is here in Neptune, New Jersey. So we're starting to branch out, and that was the primary reason we went public, was see if we could obtain funds to buy these companies. The first company we bought in North Carolina, Triad Products, we paid cash for it out of the company's earnings, which worked out real well for us, and that's turned around. In fact, I got cheated a little bit and look at my paper here. Our North Carolina operation showed a $16,000 profit first three quarters of this year, as opposed to being a loser when we bought it. So very happy about that. Our Pennsylvania operation has done the same thing. They showed about a $5,000 profit. Our Massachusetts operation showed about a $1,000 profit. So we're very happy with having those two acquisitions start to turn the tables and get some profitability going. But to answer your question, like I said, we're a 50-year-old company looking to really grow. And as you well know, we signed a distributor agreement or a business partnership with Amazon in June 1st. And we'll get into that in question number two, let's put it that way. But that's where we are. Just to bring you up, our third quarter results, we're up 15% in sales. Our profitability was in excess of $100,000 for the quarter. And for the year, our net income is up to well over $200,000.
Wow.
Right now. So we've gone from being a losing corporation for 4 years when we went public to turning this thing around. We've really drastically cut our expenses. Our payroll is like almost $100,000 less than it was last year. In salaries and in operating expenses right there. We cut there. We cut a lot of stuff out. We've saved money on our health insurance big time. And we've really structured our company to grow.
The last time you came on the show, you were just putting together, you know, connecting with Amazon. Bring us up to date on that. How's that coming along?
Pretty good. Okay. Our sales increased, like I said, we increased 15% primarily because of them. We initially started out, we were three orders a week to 35 orders a day now.
Wow.
We are drop shipping directly to their customers on probably close to 25 orders a day, which we never did before. And it's all going out under the Amazon name. And people are looking at the exciting thing here is they're looking at the Amazon website, and the name that pops up the most is this little company in New Jersey, Sterling Seal and Supply. We currently are on 65,000 SKUs right now in their system. When you call up O-rings, we're number one. Comes up Sterling Seal and Supply. When you call up gaskets, we're number one. When you call up filters, we're number one. We're selling the Purolator filters too, because that was a part of the deal when I brought an executive in to run the company. I hired an executive. He's running it. He's doing a phenomenal job marketing through Amazon and through some of our other contacts that we have. He's also doing that. And as of Monday, I can't reveal the company name, but we now have a certification to sell to that company, which is hopefully going to be as big as Amazon.
Yeah, sounds good. Angela, with the increase of the third quarter's sales, what kind of projections, or can you give me some projections of what's going to happen in the fourth quarter?
Probably we'll continue with that 15% growth, because our increase is coming, I'm being very straightforward with you on this, our increase is coming from Amazon. And we've done close to $100,000 with them in 3 months. And I project when they get through the Christmas rush, they're gonna really take off, because there's 102 warehouses that they have to fill, and we're just gonna be a part of that. We're shipping parts to their about a half a dozen of them right now. So I project out once that really kicks in, we're gonna be pretty busy. But now we got another one on the line who wants to do exactly the same thing as Amazon. So we'll see. We'll start talking to them further after next week.
I want to change gears here for a second. I want to talk about some metrics, which to me, there's a little bit of a disconnect, and has been for some time. Your market cap's only around $2.26 million. You guys own your own building. When it's all said and done, versus your assets to your liability, you guys are a positive like $1.2 million, $1.1 million. And your stock price is only at about 5.5 cents. Can you give us why the disconnect?
I think they're people are afraid, because we're an established, small, quote, at one time, a mama-papa business. They can't connect to us being a public corporation, saying that this guy, you know, they're still going to stay a small mom-and-pop business, which is entirely untrue. Like I said, we hired an executive just to run the marketing for Amazon. We hired two more shipping clerks. So we're in the process and in the throes of preparing for a substantial growth next year. We're not doing it as a mom-and-pop. We're doing it as a corporate company. We're no longer that one guy running the show. I have a staff of people. We're now up to 34 people now. So we're not that one man, and we're going to grow substantially over the next couple of years, hopefully. If Amazon keeps going the way they're going, I foresee that to be our biggest account next year.
You know, it's really funny that you bring that up, that you've acquired two companies from mom and pops. I wrote an article about 2 years ago, two different CEOs, and I said, if you really want to grow your business, take a look at your local mom and pops companies that have some sort of synergies with your own company, and give them an exit strategy. Speaking of strategies, are there any new acquisitions in the works?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I have my sales manager flying back from Florida. We looked at a company down there who wants to sell, and he's bringing back the documentation on it, the non-disclosure, and hopefully he's going to bring back the 3-year financials. They do between $2 and $3 million a year. It's a papa business, not a mom and papa business. It's just papa's running it, and he's tired. He basically told us he's tired. He wants to get out of the management of the company, which is our forte. We can manage the company beautifully because all we do is bring in our computer system, which is fantastic. And in a matter of a couple of days, he's up and running, boom, on our system. And he just steps away and says, okay, here you go. And we're basically looking at this guy because he's fairly strong in the South American market. And with the spiral wound gaskets that we have, the braided packing that we now have, and along with our O-rings, that's going to be a beautiful fit for us to go after the South American market through him. So he's on the hook right now.
Absolutely. My guest today is Sterling Consolidated Corp. I think they're grossly undervalued, especially with a market cap of $2.2 million. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol STCC. Angela, if anybody's listening to this podcast or interview, why should they go out and buy your stock?
Me personally, to be honest with you, I just think it's totally undervalued. This stock is not a 5 cent stock. There's only what, 5 million shares outstanding, and there's only 5 million shares out there to trade. There's no volume, so to speak, but the minute everything clicks in, like next year from these accounts that we're getting, and our reputation is impeccable in this business anyway. People are just going to start calling in and say, why should I buy the stock? Well, A, we're profitable. B, we're not strangled with debt. C, I think we know what we're doing. And D, we got a couple of new accounts coming that could really double our business. I'm not foreseeing an increase of doubling our business in 1 year. I'd look for at least a 20% growth next year, minimum.
In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon, Angelo, that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Really, it's just that I think it's a bargain at 5 cents a share. We, as you know, in the SEC restricts us in a lot of ways, but I keep telling all my friends lately, you guys are missing out. You got to grab this stock. One of my friends bought over 100,000 shares over the last 3 months, and he said, I'm going to sit with this baby because he knows me personally. But I don't want to sell the stock personally. I think the stock should warrant itself and get out there and start moving. And I think it's going to start moving now that we've published that we have Amazon and we got another one, and maybe at the end of this quarter we'll come out with who that one is too. Once we start putting this, you ready for this, 650,000 line items in our computer system.
Wow.
But one of the things that came out that I wanted to make sure that the public knew was we currently have 65,000 SKUs with Amazon, of which we have had an average of 15,000 hits per day and 100, what they call going through, that they actually go into the catalog or into that product and look at a specific product. So that is, well, that tells you there's 15,000 quote unquote people out there looking at our site every day. That's on the average. One day we had 32,000 look at the site. So that to me is going to, you project that out. If you do the old adage in the 50s and 60s marketing, if you get 1%, on a return on your marketing, quote unquote, I remember that from college, you're doing very well.
You're doing okay.
But I think we're going to see more than that because of the size of the company that we're doing business with.
You've been listening to Angelo DeRosa. He is the chairman of Sterling Consolidated. I think he said a lot today. He said it all. Angelo, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, Ed. Talk to you later.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.